It's Sunday, June 4th, 2017, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. My name's Conor Muinicon, and tomorrow, June 5th, is World Environment Day. In this podcast, we're going to talk to Jacob Malthouse, who is one of the co-founders of a new domain called .eco. If you register a domain name with them tomorrow, they'll donate 100% of their profits to two environmental charities. We'll get the details on that shortly from Jacob. But first, I asked him about the launch of .eco, which entered general availability in April.
Yeah, that's right. We've been live for a month. We've got well over 1,000 registrations in over 80 countries. So we're really excited.
Do you say .eco or .echo?
Good question. I say .eco, but I'm sure it's just something to do with the accent. So there's no judgment to anyone who says any other way.
We'll go with .eco. So it's about the environment, Jacob. Your slogan is "Show your good side," and it's not just for environmental organizations, is it?
Yeah, that's right. In fact, most of our customers are small businesses. And that's really where we think .eco is going to be most useful. We really felt that there was an opportunity for the millions of small businesses all around the world who are struggling to find a good domain name and who are also trying to figure out how to be more eco-friendly and access eco-friendly customers, to just kind of kill two birds with one stone and give them a great domain name and also a roadmap to taking environmental action that ensures they're credible with those customers.
Because there is a business side to being eco-friendly, Jacob, isn't there? I mean, it is a selling point for many, many people.
Sure, absolutely. In fact, there was a recent study here in Canada, the Canadian Federation of Independent Business Owners, that showed that over 80% of their members, so the vast majority of small businesses in Canada, were interested in taking some form of eco action. And, you know, we really believe in that. I personally believe in that. I think the majority of any economy is small business owners, and there's a great opportunity for positive change and, you know, also for just aligning with the interests of people who are kind of moving in that direction, which is really, I think, most people, despite the politics in the world right now in many areas, most people do want to see the environment looked after and protected for future generations.
Especially, I guess, if you're a small business owner, you live in a particular locality, you work in the same locality, your customers live in the same locality. It probably stands to reason, Jacob, doesn't it, that a small business is going to, maybe in many cases, feel environmental issues are more important even than a large corporation with multiple locations and anonymous shareholders.
Yeah, I think there's the notion of community is super important for small business. You're trying to plug into existing networks to access your customers. I think the notion of being a responsible part of your neighborhood is certainly there. And I think, you know, looking for some form of credibility when you're small, you don't have that existing brand. So you're just really looking to plug into networks, whether they're communities of action or trust. And the environmental community is just a great place to start. So .eco really represents that. It's backed by most of the world's leading environmental organizations, and you do need to take a pledge of commitment to sustainability in order to get it. But the idea is that it's a learning community. So you can be new to the environmental space, jump on board with .eco, and, you know, really come up the learning curve much more quickly than if you were just kind of Googling at your desk, how do I be eco-friendly as a small business.
Now, I want to hear more about how you qualify for a .eco domain name, Jacob. And I also want to hear about the some of the case studies of companies that are involved with it are registering .eco names. But let's back up a small bit, Jacob. How did you get to this point? What's your background and what was the inspiration for .eco?
Look, great question. It's a long story, but I will keep it as short and simple as possible. It was about a 10-year saga. I was originally working for the UN Environment Program on environmental issues based in Geneva, Switzerland. Then with my colleague, Trevor Bowden, who's now co-founder at .eco. And I found out about this obscure internet organization called ICANN, which was described to me as a hotbed of politics and a UN of the internet, so to speak. And at the time, there was only 30 people on the ICANN staff, and Vint Cerf, who was one of the founders of ICANN, was still chairman, or founders of the internet, was still chairman of the board. So I really jumped at the opportunity, spent 2 years deeply immersed in ICANN politics, and through that experience became aware that there was this whole new TLD program that was happening. And, you know, beyond that, it was very similar to most other startups. You know, Trevor and I met up around Christmas in Vancouver over beers. We started talking. We were like, you know what? We're probably the only two environmentalists on the planet that know that this is going to happen. .ego is probably going to go to the highest bidder unless we mobilize the community. And we actually have the networks to take a run at this. So we did. We, you know, we woke up with a hangover, but we still plowed through it. It was the first obstacle, plowed through it and wrote a business plan, shopped it to a bunch of different environmental groups and environmental investors. Took us 4 years to build the coalition and get the application in, and then 4 years to process the application and a year to launch.
So the story you're telling me, Jacob, is it's not just about business. So, for example, with some top-level domains, it's about whether there's a viable business, whether they get investors on board, whether they can provide the assurances that ICANN required from a financial point of view, and all of that from a purely commercial point of view, Jacob. But in your case, there's something extra because you had to have eco-friendly environmental bona fides. You had to have credibility with the organizations who got involved in your coalition.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we describe ourselves really as a member-driven organization. It's a bit like the difference between a typical bank and a co-op bank. Mm-hmm. So there's that added mission that comes into play. Essentially, you know, in a typical top-level domain, there's a contract between, you know, the registry who owns the domain and the regulator, ICANN. In our case, there's a third party, which is the environmental community, and that community is represented by a board, and we report to that board. So what that really provides is a bedrock of trust to anyone that's registering a .eco domain. They know that, you know, Trevor and I get hit by a bus or eaten by bears or, you know, something else that frequently happens to Canadians happens. They know that whoever will replace us will be beholden to that community over the long term. So your investment in .eco as a domain is really, you know, backed by the credibility of that community over the long term.
So let's talk about that proposition from the point of view of the registrant, Jacob. What does .eco stand for? Why should I or why would I be attracted to registering a domain name .eco?
Yeah, it's a great question. We have found that people are really attracted to this notion of getting access to the community and fundamentally getting, you know, a great domain name that resonates with their business. So we've had a number of companies, for example, there's an Australian one, they had koalaco.com, and they actually changed the name of their company to koala.eco because it's just so much more aligned with their market. The ending is exactly what they're trying to present in terms of being environmentally progressive, and the domain name itself is much simpler. So what we're finding with small businesses is that they are frequently rebranding as they learn who their customers are, and we're folding into that. So opportunity to get a short, meaningful domain name, and also the right of the dot with .eco resonates with their customers. The other case that we're seeing a lot of is social. So shorter domain names that are more meaningful are working really well in social. Get the same domain as your hashtag. Market that through Instagram, which is really popular with small businesses right now, is working really well. With some of the larger businesses, we're seeing redirects to particular sections of a website. So, you know, there's a bank here in Vancouver called VanCity. They have a very long, you know, like at least 100 character URL for their sustainability section of their website. And so what they do is they bought VanCity.eco and they just redirected there. And then VanCity.eco is pushed out through their social channels, right? So those are all like really interesting use cases that we're seeing emerging. And I expect that'll continue. We'll learn a lot more about, you know, who and how they're using .eco over the next few months.
So how do you go about registering a .eco, Jacob? Can anyone do it? Is it just a case of handing you guys money or what?
Yeah, it's a great question. This was a huge challenge for us. I mean, we debated with the community for almost 2 years about whether to make .eco really broadly accessible or whether to make it highly restricted, you know, the best of the best, you know, the top gun of the environmental space. We ended up somewhere in the middle trying to say, okay, what is the internet good for? It's good for education. It's good for communications. It's good for engaging the community and motivating people. So the way .eco works is pretty simple. You go and buy your domain name from any retailer. You go to Black Knight, buy your .eco domain name, check out, and you own it. But it is in a hold status. So it's sitting there, but in order to use it, you have to actually check your email, and you'll have an email from us that explains how to set it up. And we figure people are pretty used to that. Like, I don't think there's a social media account that you can set up on the internet anymore that doesn't result in you having to go and click your email and configure it. And that configuration process is super simple. It's like a 5-step process. We want to know who you are, where you're located. We ask you to talk about some of your sustainability priorities, and we provide some suggestions for that. And then we ask you to take a pledge. So the pledge is really about making a commitment to sustainability. So if you're using a .eco domain name, we want to know that you are somebody that cares about the environment and you're committed to taking environmental action. And then once you're done that, you click on done and you're good to go. Your domain will automatically go off hold and you can set it up and start using it. So we've got almost 40% of people who have registered .eco domain names have created profiles, and those profiles are publicly displayed at profiles.eco. So you get essentially an auto-created page, which is great for your SEO. It can link back to your primary .eco webpage or wherever you want it to link to. And then you can customize that page in the same way that you might customize your LinkedIn profile, your Facebook page, and just provides an opportunity for, you know, anybody who wonders why you have a .eco domain name, a sort of one-stop shop for them to understand, you know, who you are and why you're a part of this community.
So you're building a community.
Well, I think we're recognizing a community. So there are a bunch of people who are already active in this space, and we wanted to find a way for them to express their values and beliefs in a really simple way. And that wasn't something that was possible, before .eco was created.
So in that case, when I see a domain name that has .eco, that's on the .eco top level domain, first of all, I can say that that this person is interested enough in establishing their eco credentials, that they've engaged with you, they've made a pledge, they've answered questions about what their sustainability goals and that are, and quite likely, as you say, 40% of them will have a profile on profiles.eco. What's the trust mark then, Jacob? That's part of it.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we use trust marks all the time on our websites. For example, if you have a little Facebook icon or an Instagram icon, it just clicks through to your profile for that particular service. And that's really how the trust mark will work. So it will help people understand, I can click through here and understand why and check out the eco profile and see why that person has a .eco domain. That's effectively, you know, how that's going to function. And it provides just a little more visibility for your profile and a little bit more trust for your customers in terms of why you've got that .eco domain.
It's early days, Jacob, but what has the response been from the community and from the public in general?
Yeah, really exciting, actually. We've had tweets out from WWF. We've had press coverage in Fast Company and Forbes, in Vice, and then the National Post, which is a national journal here. There's I think certainly something about the David and Goliath story about how we won, but also the innovative way in which we've built it to really be a domain name ending that carries meaning and carries trust. So that's been great to see. We're, you know, active. We've sold domain names in over 80 countries. We've got great retail partners, including Black Knight, all around the world that are working with us. And, you know, it's been really, really positive. Anybody that I talk to, and I do talk to our customers very frequently to try and understand what their needs are, is just really excited to have an option like this. You know, there's a lot of I guess there's a lot of just players, you know, people trying to say, hey, I'm green and I'm this and that, trying to kind of create noise in the industry. And people are just, you know, that are really committed have been kind of frustrated. You know, they do the hard work and then somebody comes in and just swoops in and kind of freeloads off that. So Dotico is trying to solve that problem. If you're really committed to this and working on it, then this is a way to get recognized.
Excellent. I'm going to ask you in a moment about World Environment Day. It's on next Monday, the 5th of June, Jacob, and you guys are doing something in relation to that. But before that, I mentioned that you have some case studies and we'll link to some of those. They're on your website as well. What's your favorite one of the case studies? Or if you had to, no, I don't want you to choose really, but if you had to pick just one, because we're kind of tight on time.
Well, look, I really like We Are the Salish Sea because it's local to our area.
So explain a bit of what that's about.
So they're trying to get a World Heritage designation for a body of water, which is local to us and which I grew up next to. So I got a soft spot for it. But they're running a campaign, basically petition, awareness raising, get the word out. And so they created a very simple landing page, marketed it heavily on social media, tied it into a bunch of different networks. And it's just a beautiful website and a beautiful implementation. And I think Dotico really speaks to the credibility of the work that they're trying to do.
So this is a campaign for UNESCO recognition, I think, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
So what I like about this is that's an environmental advocacy campaign, but it's also really, really viral, if I may use that overused word, because it features the work of some photographers in really what is an amazing natural environment.
Yes, thank you. It is. And I think we've had a bunch of interest from photographers in Dotico. I've actually been surprised at that. But, you know, one of the ways that we communicate environmental efforts and environmental conservation is through photography. So there's a nice kind of dovetailing that's happening there.
So tell me about Monday, Jacob. It's World Environment Day, a month or so after you guys have launched. What are you doing to celebrate that?
Yeah, so this was we were actually inspired by Patagonia, which is the clothing company. They did 100% for the planet. On their, I believe it was Earth Day, which is kind of the U.S. version. The U.S. always has their own version of everything, so they have their own Earth Day. And we just got inspired by this notion of like, hey, we should do this. And it's also interesting in that Canada is hosting World Environment Day this year, so it felt like super aligned. It's our launch year for Dotico, World Environment Day. Let's give 100% of our profits away. We're giving it to two areas, Nature Canada, obviously in recognition of the fact that we're Canadian-based and Canada is the host, but also the Wildlife Conservation Society. And they're a really great organization. I definitely go and check them out. They do a ton of work around conservation, particularly in Africa. So we're really just excited to support them. And that means if you buy a domain name on June 5th, all the money goes there.
That was Jacob Malthouse. He's one of the co-founders of the .eco domain registry, just one of hundreds of top-level domains available from Black Knight, Ireland's leading domain registrar and web hosting company. You can find us at blackknight.com. My name's Conor Muinichon. Until next time, happy World Environment Day. Slán agus beannacht.